The Soviet-era Trabant, a tiny plastic car built in former East Germany that was left by the roadside following the collapse of the Berlin Wall, may have been consigned to the dustbin of history, but it still has a special place in many Czechs' hearts. Among them is a group of travelers, including a Czech journalist, who made the tiny vehicle central to their adventures. In late 2009, they conquered Africa in a Trabi, traveling all the way from Tunisia to Cape Town. Their journey in this edition of Czechs Today. Two months, 11 countries, 20,000 kilometers. That is how far journalist Dan Pšibáň and colleagues were prepared to go for adventure in 2009. Not in a massive all-terrain vehicle, but in a Trabant, a car that boasts an engine only slightly more powerful than some lawn tractors. Back in Prague, working on a documentary about the expedition, Dan Pšibáň told me recently why the Trabi was so important.
We choose the Trabant because we want to show that it's possible to make the trip like this one, without 4x4 and GPS and satellite phone and things like that. People in these days think that it's impossible. It's not true. A whole engine is made from 20 or maybe 50 parts, if you don't count screws. It's great for things like this if you know how to repair it. If you took the four-stroke engine, it's a lot of parts inside, and if something broken, maybe you can be lost because you can repair it. So Trabant is simplest that you can imagine. Our engine and stuck in the middle of desert, we repair it just with hammer and screwdriver.
The trip across Africa wasn't Pšibáň's first difficult journey. He and two other colleagues successfully conducted a similar trip to Uzbekistan in 2007. But compared to Africa, he says Asia was a walk in the park.
When we prepared Africa, I think that Africa should be easier because everybody go to Africa. So I think that they will be prepared for travel and tourists. But Africa is completely different level than Asia. Everything is harder and complicated. The trip to Samarkand and back that we made in 2007 was easy.
Preparations for Africa took roughly 2 years. In September of 2009, the group, with an additional car in tow for filming, set out. The team crossed Europe and began their African odyssey in Tunisia. Dan Pšibáň told me more about their route.
My first plan was go on the western coast. But when I was discussed with people from 4x4, they told me it's impossible to do it by 2x4. I'm not sure because I met a guy who did it on the bike. Normal bike, not motorbike. So I think it's possible to go with 2x4. But we choose eastern coast. Then we find the countries. It's not good to cross because of safety, like Somalia and Congo. So we have to choose Sudan. And it was 11 countries in Africa. And we took it because we like it. So we crossed Africa in the middle to go to Victoria Falls into Namibia. So we go from Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, then to South Africa.
Along the way, they shot a myriad of different scenes, some of which made their way to YouTube. They also filed reports with a support team at home, making sure the latest info was up on Facebook. The scenery, Dan Pšibáň says, was often amazing, but also one of unexpected contrasts.
If you travel to Sudan, it's just one case. If you travel to Sudan, it's just desert and hot. When you cross the border to Ethiopia, hell to heaven. It's green and wet and beautiful country. Sudan is beautiful as well. But it's different world. When you are in Sudan, you are on the sea level. And in Ethiopia, there's a different world.
Differences were also highly visible in many of the continent's deserts, where their car, of course, broke down on a number of occasions. Luckily, the team always managed to pull through.
We have to cross the Libyan desert in North Africa to white desert. It looks like you are in different planet. They are completely white tent, and there are strange sculptures, the nature sculptures. So you think you are on, this is not Mars, it's something for Alpha Centauri, so it's a completely different world. Then you cross the Sudan, and it is a hard desert with no roads and yellow sand and 50 degrees of hot. And then you go to Kalahari, and there are no sand. There are just small trees and bush, so it's different. Then you go to Namib, the desert Namib in Namibia. It's a red one. It's a red one. It's hot and red, so it's great. It's like it's impressionistic. You talk about deserts.
Of course, no tour of the continent could be complete without exotic wildlife, which in time for the travelers became commonplace.
You're going, yes, another elephant, and another elephant. It's possible to see the elephant on the road. You're just driving, and have you seen the elephant? No, where? So we have seen the elephant, we have seen the lions, we have seen the zebras, the giraffes. And if you go to some national park, we was in Tarangire National Park, there's everything. We were discussing, is it safe to sleep somewhere next to the road? Because we sleep in next to the road, we just find some nice place. So we were thinking, what will happen if elephant step on the Trabant? But nothing happened.
While they weren't squashed by elephants, they did experience plenty of other adventures, such as trying to cross a difficult 200-kilometer-long stretch of extremely bumpy road.
Most complicated process was in Moyale on the Kenya border, when a whole village told us it is impossible to go down to Marsabit because of rain, so we have to rent a truck, and they think we have to rent a truck. So we rent a truck, we put the trabants on the truck. It was really, really horrible to discuss price, to load the trabants, because they have no ramp. So they found some steep hill to load the trabants, and 20, maybe 50 people get on the truck, and everybody go left, go right. So it maybe it take 8 or 5 hours just to negotiate. So it was most complicated part of whole trip. And on the road, we realized that it's possible to go without the truck. It will be much, much, much easier.
Other events included trying local cuisine and occasionally, only occasionally, staying at a comfortable hotel.
It is really great sitting on the terrace with coffee and looking to baboons and trees. And yeah, it is great. It is Africa. It is colonialism Africa, and I love it. And then we go to the road and sleep in the tents.
Now back in the Czech capital, Dan Ptibang and his team are putting together the final scenes for their TV documentary to be aired in the coming months. After that, they'll begin planning for 2011.
We haven't been in the Trabant, so we are going to South America. It's like 2 years between the Asia expedition and Africa expedition, so I think it will be 2 years between Africa and America expedition, so 2011, South America.